HWR Mania Madness, oh yeah!
Chris, explain if you haven't know about this yet.
Tournament bracket. We picked the 32 most relevant, exciting, unforgettable matches of WrestleMania.
Right.
Might have missed a few, but still, we were able to narrow it down to 32.
Which we originally had 50-something?
Something, yes.
50-something.
So during the week, actually the day after our podcast was available, we posted up the first bracket.
Right.
One of four for the first round. So...
So, while he's doing that, let me just break it down for everybody here. What's going to happen is we're going to have 4 weeks of the first round.
Which week one has already happened, so 3 more weeks.
By the time people hear this one, we'll have started...
And we would already would have started round two, right?
Yeah, because, well, this will come out Wednesday and then...
Round one, but week two, sorry.
Right, round one, week two, we'll start this coming Thursday, and then the following Thursday will be week three... And then we four there Thursday after that. And then it will go into the round two. And then we'll, after that, those weeks, that's what, 2 weeks of that. And then we'll have the quarterfinals.
The quarter and the semis.
And the semis.
In the same week. And then the week before Mania, we will have our finals.
Right.
And we're just on our Facebook page. We have some graphics up there just to make it look prettier, I guess. We broke it down into two separate. Segments for the...
two separate pictures.
Yeah, just for visually, making it a little prettier.
Yeah, so whenever we do post it up, we will have two separate pictures. On each one is four matchups.
Right.
Four WrestleMania matches. And basically, we want you to tell us which one will win out of those two. Don't go all the way down and just pick one. We're talking about, what wins the first one in the first bracket, what wins the second one in the second bracket.
Yeah, and we got some pretty good responses and a good feedback from this first round. I think it was pretty successful coming out. So, Chris, do we have some winners of the first round?
So, we didn't think some of these were going to be so lopsided in the beginning, so our votes for most of these aren't really going to matter.
But we will do our votes here.
We'll do here and there. First match, Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Orndorff from WrestleMania 1, scoring off against HBK versus Steve Austin from WrestleMania 14. Our listeners voted HBK versus Austin 16-1.
So pretty unanimous.
Yeah,
unanimous. 16-1. Chris, what's your pick?
I'd have to say HBK versus Stone Cold.
I'm going to agree with everybody else, HBK versus Stone Cold. Travis?
Hogan, Mr. T. No, just kidding. The other one.
Wow, for everyone that thought WrestleMania was a big risk, nobody chose this match over HBK Stone Cold.
Well, match quality-wise.
Freaking hypocrites.
Yeah, match quality-wise, it wasn't... It wasn't for a title. It's just a tag match with a celebrity.
And actually, technically speaking, both these matches aren't the best. Yeah. And matter of fact, if you think about it, it is a, HBK versus Austin, that was the starting of the Attitude Era, Stone Cold's rise and everything. But the other main event, that was the main event of the first WrestleMania. That's what got everybody's, butts in the seats, Hogan and Piper.
Right.
So, I guess, because we have more of a current audience, I guess the newer stuff is kind of more relevant to everybody. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, this is still just, the opening round. This is out of a field of 32, so
we had to throw some softballs in here.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of other, better matches as far as like in ring quality. But then again, we're also gonna have other more significant matches. I think both of these matches are more leaning towards the significant side instead of the in ring quality side. But I think the in ring quality of HBK versus Stone Cold takes the cake on that one.
Next matchup, WrestleMania 8, Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper going against HBK versus Flair from WrestleMania 24.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Hitman versus Piper Intercontinental title?
Yes. Yep.
That's what I thought. All right. What did the people say?
Not too unanimous, but HBK Flair 11-6.
11-6. So that's pretty close. Okay.
It's not a squash match, basically.
Right. Right. Okay. So 11-6. Chris, what's your pick on that one?
I would actually have to go with HBK Flair.
I was there at WrestleMania 24. The feels, as much of a Bret Hart mark as I am.
I'm not an idiot.
HBK versus Ric Flair. I'm sorry. I love you. Super kick. Boom. That's it. Oh, God. Travis.
Yeah, I agree. As far as in-ring goes, they're both off the charts. Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper. Man, especially for that time, the in-ring match, the work in that match.
I'd hate to see that match go in the first round because it is such a...
Memorable,
but also people tend to forget about it.
Yeah.
But it was really, really good.
And plus the build-up to that was really good, too, because Piper kept going on about training with the Hards and this and that. Yeah, that was some good stuff.
And it was kind of almost of a passing of the torch type thing because Bret was a young up-and-comer, and Piper was kind of on the downswing of his career. So that was... But, man... Going up against Flair, HBK, just the magnitude of that match. I wouldn't be surprised if that match made it really far in our tournament.
We'll see.
All right.
All right. Continuing on, we might actually get to make a choice here.
Mm-hmm.
Money in the Bank, the first ever Money in the Bank from WrestleMania 21, goes up against Stone Cold Steve Austin against The Rock from WrestleMania 15.
15?
15.
Right. Not... 17 or 19.
And so far, our listeners have Money in the Bank over Rock Austin 5-4.
Ooh.
And there's three of us left.
Ooh. So that means our vote might sway this.
Travis. Professor. Money in the Bank against Austin Rock.
We said Austin Rock from 15?
Yeah. Austin Rock won.
Screw that match. Money in the Bank won. Just everything that spawned off of that Money in the Bank with Edge.
Significance.
Yeah, Edge winning, going on to do other things. The fact that it's been a staple in WrestleMania for the subsequent years after that, and then it's gotten its own pay-per-view after that one match.
Mm-hmm.
And then Austin Rock's gone on to do better things.
Yeah.
So, I guess... Then WrestleMania 15? Yeah. I'm sorry. Bye-bye. Money in the Bank. That's my pick.
You know what? I gotta agree. Austin Rock was good, but it's not the best out of the three WrestleMania matches that they've had.
Yeah.
And then when you put that up against Money in the Bank, Money in the Bank, like you said, Travis, it spawned off so much other stuff. You know, and just the match itself, and then the fact that now we have a cash-in. You know, the whole concept of the cash-in came in from this match. And then not even all that stuff that spawned off from the match. But the match itself, the type of moves that they're able to do that you didn't see in regular tag team, you know, ladder matches. It's all every man for himself, six or more, and they can do other things that you just weren't able to do in the tag matches and stuff. It was just great.
It was taking TLC and taking them to another level.
The next evolution of TLC, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Money in the Bank.
I'm going to borrow something out of your playbook.
Okay.
Being there in person for WrestleMania 21, I remember vividly Shelton Benjamin running up that ladder and clotheslining Jericho.
Right.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember a goddamn thing from WrestleMania 15's main event.
Okay.
Money in the Bank for me.
There you have it.
8-4. Money in the Bank advances.
Money in the Bank advances. Holy crap. Full disclosure, we almost didn't have any Money in the Bank make it to the final 32 here.
Do we want to say what the original match was instead of Money in the Bank was?
Sure. What was it?
We originally had Mr. T versus Piper in the boxing match for WrestleMania 2.
I'm glad we got rid of that shit.
Everybody can thank me for that.
Yeah. I think the reason why we originally had that one on there was just because of historical significance.
Well, not only that, we were trying to do something from each WrestleMania.
Right, and we were really stretching for WrestleMania 2.
Once we got to 9, we're like, fuck it.
Yeah, I think 2, 9, and 23 aren't represented.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Yeah. Those are the only three WrestleManias that are not represented in our tournament here. Okay, the last one of this
first round bracket. Randy Savage against Ric Flair from WrestleMania 8.
Now, was that for a title as well?
Yes.
Intercontinental?
Yes. World title.
World title.
Against Undertaker HBK won at WrestleMania 25.
If it wasn't for this match, there probably wouldn't have been anything from WrestleMania 25.
WrestleMania, I'm still trying to get my refund.
I know. WrestleMania 25 was terrible, except for this match.
And Steamboat.
Right, but Steamboat wasn't in the actual match. He just did a run-in.
No, it was a 3-on-1, Jericho against the Legends.
And that's Steamboat right. Was in it. That's right.
That was the other saving grace.
Why would Steamboat be doing a run-in?
Yeah, I know. No, it was Mickey Rourke that did the run-in,
yeah.
Right?
The well, walk-in. It wasn't a run-in. It was just he got called out.
The hobbled in.
And looks like our opinion is not going to matter on this one either. 8-1, the listeners have voted HBK versus Taker going to the next round.
8-1. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty
one
unanimous.
One person voted Savage Flair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
Here's the debate for significance of WrestleMania 8. Goddamn WWF should have had Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan done.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason, another reason I'm not picking that match is because I've seen Flair and Savage do better things in WCW later on.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about, you know, single-digit WrestleManias here. When you're talking about single-digit WrestleManias, Flair and Savage, they're good names to have on there, but I think we could think of another match with, you know, that is probably more like Steamboat. You know, of course, we're getting into other brackets here, you know, other things for other weeks, but...
And wait till y'all see who it's going up against.
Yeah, so do we want to do...
Before we fast forward.
Okay.
So here's the lineup that you guys can expect in a few weeks.
For round two. Okay.
HBK Austin from WrestleMania 14 against HBK Flair from WrestleMania 24.
Holy fuck.
And right below it, Money in the Bank from WrestleMania 21 against HBK Taker from WrestleMania 25.
Oh, God. All right.
That's what's going to be awaiting fans. In a few weeks.
In 4 weeks, exactly, right?
4 weeks, yeah.
In four weeks, we'll vote on that. This next week is more from round one. So this is going to be round one, week two.
Let's give them a teaser. Travis, one of those four matchups that we have, just give it to them so they can know what to expect.
Just a tease.
Give just them one of the four.
A little taste.
All right, let's see.
A little foreplay.
Ooh.
Before we slide it in.
All right.
This is a doozy.
Okay.
All right.
Is this going to be painful?
Yes.
Round one, no week lube. Two. Round one, week two. What you got for us?
You'll be seeing this here this week. Hogan versus Andre the Giant. You know that match, right?
WrestleMania 3.
Oh, WrestleMania 3.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. Versus.
Chris is hard. Austin versus Rock from 17.
Oh, God.
God.
Gotta be honest, I think I already know which one's gonna win that
one. Dude, I don't mind. And I'm trying not to be biased.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the four matchups that you could be expecting this week.
You have to eliminate one of those.
For round one, week two of HWR Mania Madness.
Oh, yeah!
2015,
yes. All right, round one, week two is officially done and over with.
Yes.
What were our matches for this week?
First matchup, Steamboat and Savage from WrestleMania 3 going up against TLC 2 from WrestleMania 17.
Okay.
We had Brett and Owen from WrestleMania 10 against Punk and Rey Mysterio from WrestleMania 20-something. We'll show you how much that matters in a second. Hogan Andre from WrestleMania 3 against Austin Rock 2 from WrestleMania 17.
Oh, shit.
And we had HBK Razor, the ladder match from WrestleMania 10 against CM Punk and Randy Orton from another WrestleMania in the late 20s. And again, we're going to explain why we're not giving that much thought into it.
WrestleMania 20s.
So we have the first matchup, Steamboat Savage against TLC 2, which for anyone that doesn't know by now, Edge and Christian, Dudley's, Hardy's, ladder match, tables, ladders, chairs.
Oh my.
Oh my. Tag team titles. So far, 10-7, Steamboat Savage, which means there's three votes gap and there's three of us.
I can tell you right now, hands down, I know what mine is.
What is it?
Steamboat Savage for WrestleMania 3.
Mmm, nice. TLC. Because, you know, I like me the flippy dippies.
As much as I do, that's not the only one. And from recent TLC matches, that might not be the best one.
Ooh.
One and only time for Steamboat and Savage that I can remember. And just like HBK Taker, if it wasn't for this match on the card, WrestleMania 3 might have been eh.
And not to mention what it brought and how many people it inspired to get to become wrestlers. So,
yeah. I'm picking Steamboat Savage also.
All right.
So, we've got 12 to 8. Steamboat Savage going on.
I can't believe it was
round.
That close. Honestly, I can't believe there was that many people voted against it.
Yeah.
Well,
it was close, but it was good. Man, our vote's not going to matter for this. Punk Ray only got one vote. Brett and Owen moves on 16-1 before we even give in our 2 cents.
That got skunked. And yeah, I'd vote Brett versus Owen. Honestly, I can't even remember Punk versus Ray. I don't even remember the match.
You know what I remember about that? CM Punk's tights were G.I. Joe styled.
I remember
that. It had CM Punk's name on the back, and it was like the G.I. Joe font. That's the only... Oh, and was that the year that Ray was the Avatar?
Yes.
He's blue? Yeah.
See, I know that Punk and Ray had a good feud, but I don't know if this match was the last or if it was significant or what. I just know they had a good feud and they had a good series of matches, and I don't know where this match falls in that series.
And I've got Brett Owen, hands down.
Yeah.
Easy.
I very vividly remember Brett Owen, and that was even further back in years ago. So
and that's a story even a blind man could read.
Yeah.
Travis, I'm assuming, has Brett Owen because it's Travis.
Actually, don't get
it. Yeah.
So 19-1, Brett versus Owen moves on. The irresistible force meeting the immovable object. Apparently, that one slam and that quote from Gorilla is all people remember as far as significance goes. 12-10, Austin and The Rock from WrestleMania 17 beat Hogan Andre before we even chime in.
12-10?
Wait, what?
12-5, I'm sorry.
12-5.
12-5, Austin and Rock beat Hogan Andre.
Austin and Rock from WrestleMania 17.
17.
All right.
The big match.
All right. You know, I don't know if any of our listeners went through and watched the matches or any of these, or they just voted off the cuff. You say that, you know, the quote, irresistible force meets immovable object, and the slam itself are the only thing people remember from the match. There's a reason why. It's because the match was terrible.
The only thing that kept my attention to that match was Gorilla and Jesse Ventura. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, the match itself, there wasn't really a whole lot in the way of offense. It's just Hogan, I think he tried a couple of times to do the slam, and he couldn't. He tried to put some offense on Andre, and Andre just wouldn't leave his feet. You know, the match itself was, you know, not all that long. It wasn't that epic. It was just the body slam that nobody thought anybody could ever do, and then leg drop 1-2-3, and that's it. But then you got Austin and Rock. The story is just as good, just as significant as, you know, Andre and Hogan, but the in-ring is so much better. They had an actual match.
Yeah.
It was an actual matchup, back and forth. You know, I remember at the beginning, they were all like, you know, hot and fast paced, where they were brawling outside. It was great. I mean, the only thing that might hurt it later on in the standings, but definitely not in this first round, is the finish there with Vince. And oh my God, he sold his soul to the devil. Steve Austin and McMahon. Oh God,
why,
damn it.
Steve,
why? Like, that's probably the only thing that's going to hurt it is that Stone Cold Steve Austin heel turn that probably should have never turned. But
so you got Austin Rock.
I got Austin Rock, yeah.
I don't need to repeat you. I got Austin Rock.
Trav.
Wow. No. Andre Hogan.
Okay.
I'm going, no, it's as good as a match Austin Rock from 17 was, I know I'm going to sound old when I'm saying this, but the historical significance of that match, what they sold out a 93,000 attendance record for that one match. And it got more eyeballs on the product than anything else. Yeah, hands down, I'm going Hogan.
I could debate that all day because after 17, they realized they can start doing stadiums instead of regular arenas.
And 20, the only reason they went back to Madison Square Garden was they wanted to do the first, the anniversary 1, 10, and 20. And then after that, after 17, every other than 20, every WrestleMania was in a stadium.
Really? That's your defense?
Where was WrestleMania 4 at?
It was the Trump Plaza and 5. I'm not, okay, so. If Austin sold the most pay-per-views of all time
compared to Hogan, or drew the most money and sold the most merch compared to Hogan, and every other WrestleMania after Steve Austin was in a stadium instead of every WrestleMania after Hogan just went to a freaking casino and like smaller places, I would think it's Austin.
Okay, so you're going to say because of where the arena was at, that's what dictates historical significance.
You just said that Hogan Andre sold out 90,000, and then next year what? They were both still on the roster.
Go ahead.
Here's my defense.
For who?
Against you.
Welcome to the dark side.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, WrestleMania 3 had 90-some-odd thousand people. The match itself of Hogan versus Andre isn't what sold out the thing. What I mean is, people went to go to see the match. It wasn't the match itself that got them, that sold them. When the people were already in the stadium, they had already bought the ticket before they ever saw the match actually happen. You know, what they bought the ticket for was the anticipation for the match, the build for the match,
right?
And the build for all the other matches on the card.
93,000 people and had anticipation for it. Yes.
Exactly. But the match itself, I bet if they saw the match, then maybe not as many people were going to go after it to see what that was. You see what I'm saying? Like,
are you talking about like a newer, like a kid like nowadays?
No. I just mean in general. Like,
had this match happened again, had this match already happened before WrestleMania 3, would so many people want to go to WrestleMania 3 just to see the rematch?
Like, okay, let's say there's something that's at the store or something that, like, some sort of new toy, right? That it's Christmas time, it's a new toy. Oh man, you gotta get this.
A Transformer.
A new Transformer, okay.
I know what you're referencing, yes.
Everyone goes and runs out and, you know, pays the money to buy the Transformer. And, oh, it has record sales. Oh my god, so many people bought this damn thing. And when everybody opens it up on Christmas morning, man, this thing is a piece of shit. Everyone bought this? You know, it's not retroactively where it's like, oh man, this thing is really great. Let's go buy it because we know it is great. It's like, oh, this thing is probably going to be good, so let's go and buy it. And then once you bought it, it's like, okay.
Okay.
We're
picking the shit apart. It's like, okay, for match quality wise, I'm going to say Rock Austin. Okay.
All right.
I'm agreeing with you on that.
Yeah.
But significance wise of the history of WWE itself.
Yeah.
Hogan Andre. That's my pick.
Okay.
That's it. I mean,
is there more weight in the significance of that as opposed to everything in the Austin Rock if you were to put that on a scale?
Yes, because
Hogan Andre outweighs it.
Yes, because in all honesty, what happened? There was a bad heel turn. They fought two other times, or several times, but at WrestleMania they fought two other times. So significance wise, it's significant for me personally because it's in Houston, you know, Astrodome.
No, that's true.
But other than that, no, it's the. What happened with that, with the build-up to that Andre Hogan storyline in that match? Yeah.
I think that the nail in the coffin for me would have been if that match, Hogan-Andre, significance-wise, was also the best match on the card, and it's not.
Right.
Because we have Steamboat and Savage going into the next round. But when that match that has all that significance isn't the best match on your pay-per-view, I can't have that over Austin and Rock, which was undoubtedly the best match of that pay-per-view.
Well, how many times is the main event the best match on the card, Chris?
Not always.
There you go. It doesn't have to be the best one.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
That didn't matter because it turned out to be 14-6. Austin Rock from 17 advances to the next round.
Okay, Austin Rock, right?
Yeah.
Just a little sidebar note for anybody that wants to take score. Punk so far has been in 2 matches of this tournament.
Okay.
And between Punk Ray and Punk Orton, 2 matches, total number of votes, 1, which means Punk Orton didn't even get a vote. HBK Razor from WrestleMania 10, Skunk, 17-0. Moving on to the next round.
Well, okay, hold on. Is that going to stay as 17-0? Because we haven't put our votes in there.
Oh, come the fuck on. Travis, who are you picking?
Yeah, HBK Razor.
Abel, I'm picking the ladder match, the definition of the ladder match, HBK Razor in the Garden. Abel.
I'm picking HBK Razor.
Son of a bitch. 20
to nothing. Is that the same joke I did just like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, 20
to nothing.
20 to nothing.
CM what? Here's the next round for us to salivate over in a few weeks. Steamboat and Savage from WrestleMania 3 against Bret and Owen from WrestleMania 10.
That one's going to be a heartbreaker.
Austin Rock from WrestleMania 17 going up against HBK Razor Ramon ladder match from WrestleMania 10.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We're thinning the herd in this first round.
All right. So I know that it was, like, very obvious that, you know, the last match here, Razor and Sean, you know, was going to advance with it being, you know, 20-0 as far as our votes go. Is there any reason why in particular that we thought that the Punk match was going to make it past even the first round? Why it even made it into the round of 32?
I think that was the mentality of trying to get at least one solid match from every WrestleMania.
And
we were reaching, I think.
Was there nothing else on that WrestleMania that would have been worth it? That's what we're talking about, WrestleMania 27?
What was the main event from that?
I had Cena and The Miz on that list of the 59 matches, and this didn't end up being on the bracket. That's the one with The Rock interfering. The only thing I remember the most from WrestleMania 27 is The Rock and Steve Austin backstage.
Okay.
That's it.
Then there you go. So that was another one of WrestleMania in the 20s that almost didn't even make it onto the list. Because, what was it, WrestleMania 23, nothing even made it onto the list.
So, and same thing with Punk Ray, I think.
Yeah, Punk Ray, I said it earlier, it wasn't even memorable. So,
yeah.
Okay, so there we go.
Yay! Mania Madness!
Yeah! HWR Mania Madness 2015, round one, week three, is officially in the books. Well, about to be in the books. We had four matchups again. We're going to have four more next week to end round one. Right now, what are the four matchups that we have, Chris?
Let's start off with the first matchup. We have Hogan versus Savage from WrestleMania 5. Against Hogan and The Rock from WrestleMania 18.
Oof,
right now, there's a 3-vote disparity. The Rock against Hulk Hogan leads by 3 votes, and there's 3 of us.
What do you have? Since there's a 3-vote disparity, I guess we got to vote, see if we'll either tie or not tie anything.
The Hogan comeback on his match against The Rock in 18 is probably what stands out the most on this match. However, I think there was a better story told in Hogan Rock 2 when The Rock was a heel, when he first went Hollywood Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Hogan Savage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got Hogan Savage.
Travis, it sounds like...
were you not expecting my explanation?
No, I was not. I was expecting y'all two to say Rock, and I was going to say Savage, and fuck you, Travis.
Well, Travis, is it obvious you're picking Hogan Savage?
It is now. I was...
Really?
You know what? Because I was really... I better, like, go against my guns on that one. I was going to go Hogan Rock, but... I'm glad you said that, because now it, like, solidified what I was going to say. The commentary alone on WrestleMania 5, Hogan Savage, Jesse the Body Ventura, probably his best work, in my opinion, on a main event match. The story, Abel, with Hogan and Savage in Elizabeth, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Hogan Savage.
There's a 1-vote disparity, and there's 1 vote left.
Well, shit. So, did we decide what we were going to do if we had a tie?
Just pick the other one so we don't have
to. Push come to shove. If we ever got to a tie, we would wait until the first round was completely over, and we could probably just go back and revisit it.
Rig the ring.
Or we could just flip a coin.
What were you going to say, Abel? Seriously?
I was going to go Hogan Savage. Really? Reason being, aside from the kind of double turn in the Rock and Hogan match, I've never been big on Hogan's in-ring work, period, much less Hogan's later years in-ring work. I think from an in-ring standpoint, Hogan Savage is better from WrestleMania 5 back in the 80s than anything Hogan's ever done past NWO. So, you know, I mean, yes, it was a cool moment with The Rock looking left and Hogan looking right and then both turning and the crowd going bananas. But aside from those moments, everything in between doesn't compare nearly as well as to what happened between Savage and Hogan.
That was WrestleMania 18 was more of a
coming back
mark out moment. Oh, what? Wait, what did you say?
Hogan's comeback.
Welcome home.
Yes. Yeah. That, for that moment, if we were saying a list of Hogan's top 10 moments, whatever, that would probably be on the top 2-3 list.
Yeah.
But as far as WrestleMania, the match itself and this and that.
Overall.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Rock being the face, but for the match turning heel, and Hogan being the heel, but for the match turning face, like, that was cute. But the actual substance of the match, like, there's nothing there, you know? So that's why I was going with the Hogan Savage.
All right, so we've got a tie. Hogan Savage and Hogan Rock. So our idea to try to break this tie, since we've already gotten our votes from social media, we're going to go pick it.
We're going to hit the streets.
Live audience.
Hit the streets.
Family Feud style, survey says. Just ask random people at the audience.
Which audience? Where?
At ROW this Saturday at the Pasadena Convention Center. Ah, final heat.
Nice. All right. So if you see us out there, come up to us, talk to us, tell us hi, like how we normally would. But
and
then
let us know that you haven't voted so far in the tournament so we can slap you in the face and remind you.
Yeah. And tell us what your pick is for this particular match between Hogan versus Savage going up against Hogan versus The Rock. Which would you would you pick? So, yeah, come on out to ROW and we'll figure it out there.
I like it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Matchup number two.
Oh, God, I hope this isn't another tie. Fucking shit.
I don't think it's going to be one.
Okay.
HBK Diesel from WrestleMania 11 against Taker Triple H.
Two. The Hell in a Cell match.
From WrestleMania 28. And it is unanimous. HBK Diesel only got 2 votes.
Holy shit.
Assuming either one of us are going to vote for it.
Right.
But our voting be damned. Taker, Triple H, yeah, Hell in a Cell, End of an Era, The Memory Remains, goes to the next round.
Yeah.
That's my pick.
Yeah. That's my pick also. HBK Diesel, I got to be honest, I don't even really remember anything from it. And WrestleMania 11, I think we were reaching to pick anything from WrestleMania 11.
I think the I don't want to say the special part of that was the fact that that was Shawn Michaels' first main event title shot at WrestleMania.
That was it? Pamela Anderson against Jenna McCarthy at ringside.
Oh, ooh. Now I remember.
Yeah.
You dirty dog.
Yeah, well.
Every bitch has to have his day one way or another. Taker Triple H 2 End of an Era WrestleMania 28 advances.
Yeah.
Next matchup. Hogan Warrior from WrestleMania 6 against HBK versus Y2J WrestleMania 19.
Now, this one, I'm so surprised that this one isn't close.
Hogan Warrior only got 3 votes.
Oh, that hurts. Oh. That hurts my heart, people.
Oh. That hurts really bad.
Oh. That's how he died. So, HBK Jericho moves on to the next round. You would have picked Hogan Warrior, huh?
Trav? Yeah.
Abel?
I would have, too. I remember that I would watch that match, like, multiple times.
That's what helped me get into watching regularly wrestling. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first main events I remember watching.
This is also Intercontinental title versus heavyweight title.
Yeah. Only time it's happened.
Sky Dome in Toronto.
Yeah, I remember thinking that was such a big deal because back then, Intercontinental title was, you know, really prestigious.
It still is a big deal. I mean, if you had your...
Edge and Christian will go on for an hour about how this match, them being there live in person, got them into where they are now.
Yeah, that's why I'm really surprised it's not a tie or more votes from the other one.
Yeah, well, I think what this suffers from is the same type of thing that I argued for on the first one there that got tied. The fact that if you just go technical wrestling standpoint, maybe Y2J HBK might be better than Hogan and Warrior.
Maybe.
Is entering wrestling standpoint. However, not significance. However, I think that match, considering who the two are, considering that's Hogan and Warrior, I think it might be their best performances in ring wise. Hogan doesn't do very much in ring. Warrior definitely didn't do very much in ring. But in that match, both those guys said, you know what? We're going to try to be the workhorse and try to out wrestle Steamboat and Savage and all these other people that say that they're better wrestlers than us.
Yeah.
So their effort that they put in there, along with the significance, along with all the other stuff, makes it better in my mind than HBK Y2J, which really hurts my heart because I was really hoping that match was going to go really far because there's a really special place in my heart for that match.
I'm ready to call an audible on this.
Fuck
it.
We're going to get to that later. I, too, would have picked Hogan Warrior.
Wow. So what would have that made it? Would it have made it a lot closer then?
Nope.
No.
There would have been almost twice, more than twice as many votes.
Even with our vote.
Even with our vote.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. What do these people know?
Last matchup on the last matchup for this bracket. One that we called an audible on before we started.
Right.
We originally had Lawrence Taylor against Bam Bam Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
We swapped that out for one of my personal favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Big Show against Floyd Money Mayweather from WrestleMania 24.
Going up against?
Cena Rock 2 from WrestleMania 29.
Gee, who won this one, Chris?
Sadly, so far, Big Show and Money Mayweather only got 2 votes. Well, it's about to be 3. And I'm not trying to be biased because I was there in person. I'm being biased because this was one of the matches where it was on ESPN. It was on Entertainment Tonight. It was on Headline News. Any place that you got your information of what was happening in the world at that time, this was on it.
Yeah, Cena Rock was a big deal.
Bullshit. They showed.
Oh, you were talking about Floyd Mayweather.
They showed Big Show gorilla pressing Money Mayweather and dumping him onto a pile of human beings.
Uh-huh.
This got a lot of publicity. This told a really good story. Mayweather, the little midget that you couldn't get your hands on,
mm-hmm.
that was dropping quick punches and doing all this stuff to get under Show's skin. And the minute Show put his hands on Mayweather, he was going to die. And those chops echoed in that Sun Life Stadium. I mean, Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Citrus Bowl.
Chris.
I have a soft, just like you have a soft spot for Hogan Warrior, I have a soft spot for Show Money. And I'm sad that this isn't getting anywhere near what Cena Rock is getting.
Well, it's not going to get any more with me because like you, yeah, I was there too. Fuck that match. Like, I don't understand why you weighing so poetic on this match because you were there. I was there too. And like, I still think that match was like, whatever. Like, I don't care at all. When it happened, I didn't care at all. I watched it. I was like, yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, Big Show's going to lose to this guy. I understand he's a real boxer. He's going to kneel down and
undefeated.
He's going to kneel down and let him punch him in the face. Fuck this match. As much as we give crap for Twice in a Lifetime, because that's what the other match is, at least it was a real actual wrestling match with real actual wrestlers. And yes, I understand The Rock was part-time, but no, Rock, Cena, whatever. They're lesser of two evils, but at least that evil is like in the 7th stage of hell. Cena, Rock is probably in like just the 3rd stage of hell. So yeah, fuck all that noise. Travis, what?
It doesn't matter what I think.
I 3.
The people have spoken, and they voted overwhelmingly for Cena Rock versus Rock Cena. 2. Trav, you really have no opinion?
I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Cena Rock, I don't care.
Okay. Thanks for encouraging all the other listeners out there to vote. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Well, why should they give a fuck then?
Travis mentioned earlier he wanted to call an audible after one of these decisions were made.
Do you really think that we should have replaced LT Bam Bam with that match? You know, why am I asking you? You're the one that suggested it.
No,
Travis,
you know,
do you really think that we should have replaced LT Bam Bam with Mayweather and Show?
I think either one of those
proof is in the pudding. HBK Diesel from WrestleMania 11, 2 votes. Hogan Warrior from WrestleMania 6, 3 votes. If we would have gone another old match from WrestleMania, I doubt it would have even gotten any. This was a lot. This was would have been a lot fresher in some people's minds, and I was thinking it would at least put up a fight.
That's to your point. That's what I was going to go with. And that's the reason I decided to go ahead and do the replacement on that one, just because it is newer, it's fresher, and LT and Bam Bam. The
match was okay. It was significant because it was the main event above title matches.
Yeah,
but again, that's not going to trump name value like Cena Rock. At least an undefeated pro boxer, yeah, I would think would have had a little more clout than LT Bam Bam.
Yeah.
No okay. offense to the dead Bam Bam.
Or the dead LT.
Or wait, the dying LT.
I don't think he's
oh,
dead.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, all right.
His career.
Yeah. All right. If you want, we're going to go ahead and move on to another segment. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. We've been doing this little tournament thing, HWR Mania Madness, where we're trying to mm-hmm. determine the best WrestleMania match of all time.
Holy hell! Macho Man's penis getting excited! Ooh! Dang it! Dang it!
So I think we know who's probably going to be involved in some of these matches here. I guess Macho is a very strong candidate.
Well, let's start with that. We have Warrior and hold on. Before we even go into this,
we need to last.
We
week
need to apologize in advance. Last episode, Travis was what? Not happy with our listeners and their decision to make this tied. So we went.
I was very disappointed with the general audience. Yes.
So we went scouring the land at the ROW Final Heat Show.
We hit the streets.
And we hit the aisles. Yeah. And Travis's disappointment was further echoed. Until by bloody death, before we left, we finally got enough votes to please our white master and put Macho Man Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan in the next round, breaking the tie by 3 votes.
By a slim margin of 3 votes.
Yes.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. A win's a win.
Win's a win.
Yeah. So what does that mean, Chris?
So that means Macho Man Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan goes into the next round.
Goddamn right.
Sweet 16.
All right. So the tiebreaker from last week is done. Yeah. It's been broken. We've decided who it is. So that was already, first round, it's already been tough. So this is the last, bracket here that we're doing this week of the first round. Next week, we're going to go into round two, but let's finish out this one here, the last 4 matches.
So speak of the devil, Randy Savage against Ultimate Warrior from WrestleMania 7 against Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 21. And so far, the votes are tied.
Again?
You can probably guess where my vote would be on this one.
Well, let's start with you then, Whitey.
All right. Warrior Savage.
Woo! Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Cody!
Well, no, wait. Cody, you already voted, so your vote's in here because you voted on the
yeah,
Facebook page.
And I voted Angle versus
HBK.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't remember.
All right, well, defend yourself, sir. Convince me, because I'm on the fence.
Now, my memory is a bit fuzzy of the Warrior and Macho Man match. I think that was before I was born or I was a baby. But I have seen it in the past. I'm not a fan of Warrior. I'm sorry. His character is awesome, but his in-ring skills were always awful. After seeing, when I was younger, the Hogan versus Warrior match, I just, you know, I wasn't even that smart back then, and I knew that was the worst.
Back then.
And that was the worst match I'd ever seen.
Oh, come out of here. The worst match
I've
ever
seen. No, I mean, the drama and the storytelling was great, but the in-ring work wasn't great.
Not like that, the in-ring work at Doomsday Wrestling.
Yeah.
Hey, that is one of the, that is the best professional wrestling organization. But anyways, no, I mean, Macho Man's always great. He can carry Warrior, but it didn't do enough for me now. Angle versus HBK, two of the greatest in the sport. I mean, come on. They're great storytellers. They are great wrestlers. And it's at WrestleMania.
Well, all of these are at WrestleMania.
Well, I mean, the match, it gets better with it being at WrestleMania.
All right, so you're on the angle. And, yeah.
You already have his vote.
All right.
Abel, what's your vote?
Actually, Chris, what's your vote? I'm pushing it back.
I'm actually siding with Cody over here. I've got Angle Michaels.
Really?
Yeah, first time ever between the two. I never thought being as this happened, I never put the two together that they would actually put Angle versus Michaels. They had the brand split going on.
Yeah.
This was the, I think this was the first year that they did interpromotional brand versus brand. Like they highlighted that specifically on some of these matches, which is how we got like Taker Orton from Raw versus SmackDown and stuff like that. So when this came up, I was like, man, how is this going to look? And then Michaels hadn't been around for that long, maybe 2 years. Then he watching the match, my mind was fucking blown. And I agree, like Savage can carry almost anybody. And to an extent, he carried Warrior pretty well. And then the significance of it being Savage's last match, being retired after, since Warrior beat him. But still, all in all, I've got Angle Michaels.
Okay. Eddie doesn't watch wrestling, so.
So again, you're right. A tiebreaker, aren't you?
I guess I am going to be the tiebreaker here. I'm not sure, because to be honest, neither one of these matches are that memorable to me. And I don't know if it's just that it's
been a
long, yeah, it's been that long since I've seen either one, but like when I saw these both on paper, I was like, what match is this? You know? I mean, hearing you guys talk about it, I am reminded a little bit, especially after you mentioning the Raw versus SmackDown thing with Angle and Michaels. That's starting to come back a little bit. Warrior and Savage, again, when I go back and I think about Warrior, I think of the best match at Mania with Warrior is Warrior Hogan. You know, the Intercontinental and the World Champion match. But this one with Savage, like, I don't want to not vote for it just because I don't remember it, but I remember less about that than I do Angle versus Michaels. So by default, I'm just going Angle versus Michaels. I know that's a really lame reason, but
Travis's heart is breaking.
Yeah.
Angle Michaels, that one vote goes into the next round.
We all agree Warrior sucks.
It's okay, you're wrong.
Okay, in case we didn't get enough of him earlier, Michaels versus Bret Hart, Iron Man match from WrestleMania 12 against Daniel Bryan, Triple H, the curtain jerker of WrestleMania 30, the beginning of YesleMania.
Yes.
And that match is HBK Bret is up by 2 votes.
By 2 votes?
Yes.
Oh, oof. Wow. Cody, who did you vote for when you voted?
I voted for Bryan and Triple H. Honestly, I think you're seeing a trend in my votes. I generally pick the newer matches, but look at all.
Because you're a kid.
Because I'm a kid. Yes, I am a kid.
Fucking
I'm
kid.
13 years old. I'm a child. But no, I mean, just looking at the drama with Daniel Bryan coming into WrestleMania. You know, the past year was a constant struggle for him trying to get to the top, and it took CM Punk to quit to give Bryan the main event spot. And then also Bryan and Triple H had a fantastic match. I thought, you know, knowing he was also going to be in the main event, they would have a short match. Bryan would get a, you know, not an easy win, but, you know, a few spots here and there, running knee, it's over. And they had a nice long match, great intensity. Huh. Really? You didn't like it? Is it because?
Was it a 60-minute Iron Man match?
No. Ah! No, it wasn't. And I'm not taking anything away from the Michaels Hart match. It was fantastic. But I don't quite remember that match
because
I'm 13 years old.
All right. Trav, what do you got?
What do you think I got? I'm going for Michaels Hart. That's my pick.
Is your basic defense what you just said right now about it being 60-minute match?
No, that was instinct. I just didn't mean to do
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
No, but them two going to that match for the – well, WrestleMania history, just WWE just in general, the first time – 60-minute advertised 60-minute Iron Man match with no pinfalls or anything. It was, you know, the whole point of Iron Man match is to see how many wins you can get within a certain time frame, and they couldn't do just once. They had to go in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that they were able to carry the match back and forth for a full hour without that many lags or botches or whatever you want to call it, they're able to carry the match out flawlessly.
Okay. My vote is going to go to Bret versus Shawn, Iron Man match. Although I disagree with you on a few of the points that you just made right now. One being the no lags. Between like the 15 minute and like the 35 minute mark, there was an awful lot of, I'm going to do this move, but I'm going to take my time in doing this move. The very beginning of the match, the pace was there. Towards the end, they picked it up again. And then, okay, at the end of the 60 minutes, 0-0, Brett walking away. I thought that was all great. And then, no, Brett said, or what was it? Michaels was like, still in the ring. And who was the commissioner at the time? Really? Was it Monsoon? Yeah. Monsoon was like, nope, we're restarting. All that was great. But that middle of the match is kind of hard to watch because there's like nothing that happens. Not until the spot where Michaels takes a dive off of the ropes to Brett, who's outside the ring. Until that spot there, there was like kind of nothing going on in the middle of the match. All that being said, that's still my pick because being at the Superdome in New Orleans for this match, wanting to be a part of WrestleMania before all the Debbie Downer stuff happened with Brock and Taker, everybody was like, okay, this match is going to be good, but we're waiting for Bryan to win at the end of the night. And I feel like even though maybe Triple H versus Bryan was better than Bryan versus Batista and Orton, I still think that there was a lot of, let's get through this match. Kind of like how Cody was saying, people were expecting, you know, for that match to be flying knee. That's it. 1-2-3 pin. It's going to be easy. Let's move on. And I think some of the booking was a little bit predictable because if he wins, he'll be in the triple threat at the end of the night. Well, of course he's going to win. So I don't know. I think that there could have been more to that, or maybe we could have picked the other match from the end of the night, WrestleMania 30, but I don't know. If you're putting it up against the Iron Man match is going to win in my book.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Daniel Bryan, Triple H. That was a really good match. Obviously, all these matches are good because that was the ones we settled on. But going up against the Iron Man match, no.
And you know, my only complaint about that match was the predictability. I mean, yeah. We all knew yeah. Bryan was going to win. Nobody doubted that he was going to win the main event. So there was no surprises there. Still, my pick. I prefer it over Hart and Michaels.
All right, Chris.
I am going to put this little line next to Bryan Triple H.
All right.
That Iron Man match, being the first one ever, was bound to have flaws. There was a lot of lags. There were a lot of rest holds. There were a lot of times where...
Pacing.
Yeah. Well, there's pacing, and then there's like snails, like racing. Like, this isn't Turbo. So I was watching the match. It was hard to keep up with. If it was something else in the 60-minute Iron Man match and condensed by maybe 20 minutes, still having 45 minutes between Hart and Brett, it would have really been good for me. That's not even the best Iron Man match WWE's ever had. They haven't had many. Like I'd put Angle Lesnar over this.
But we didn't.
Because as far as Iron Man matches go, there's been better than this. The first time out, like first matches for Hell in a Cell, first match for Elimination Chamber, first match for an advertised stipulation, there's always going to be issues. And for me, it just felt like that was too long. And then on the other side of that, I was not predicting this because at that time last year, WWE had done so many fumbles, it wouldn't have shocked me if Triple H won. Or it wouldn't have shocked me if there was like a shenanigan finish so that all four of them would have like an orgy in the main event. So when it happened the way it happened, it kind of...
got Eddie's attention.
Yeah.
Orgy.
His mustache twirled on its own. It's kind of weird.
It's like pointed it straight now. Like, yeah. It's ready to stab. Like,
oh, you're not talking about wrestling anymore? Oh, okay.
So not that it matters because we're losing by three. But I'm voting Bryan Triple H. So all regardless right. of that, Michaels Hart, WrestleMania 12, goes on to the next round to face Michaels Angle.
Nice.
I can tell you right now, I've already been working on the brackets for the round two. And
round two is going to be tough?
It's all Shawn Michaels.
Really?
It is Mr. WrestleMania. He earned that moniker.
Wow. He hasn't lost any of them so far, nope. has he?
He's won all the votes for all his matches.
Interesting. Wow. All right, two more matches.
This is going to be quick. Hogan Slaughter from 7 against Edge Foley, Flaming Table Finale from WrestleMania 22. And there is not a fuck to be given for Hogan Slaughter.
That no got votes. 0 votes. Zip. It's a landslide. Zilch.
The square root of jack shit. That's what Hogan Slaughter got.
All right. Cody, who did you vote for?
Well, you know. I really enjoy Sergeant Slaughter. But once again, this was before my time. Not only that, the whole storyline with him joining Iran or Iraq was fucking stupid. And then, like I said about the Brian Triple H match, about the predictability, it was obvious Hogan was going to win this one. And I've never even seen the match, to be honest. Never seen it.
Wow.
I assume it was fucking awful, though.
Hogan's, you never seen it?
It wasn't that bad. No, I'll watch it on the WWE Network. You can purchase for whatever.
Gives a nominal fee, yeah.
Yeah. But Edge versus Foley, one of the best hardcore matches ever.
Yeah.
I think it totally blew everybody's minds. Nobody expected it to be that great. I mean, because Mick Foley, around that time, his body was already broken to hell, and he still did a phenomenal job. And then, who can forget that finish? You know, Mick Foley on the ropes and Edge spearing him through the ropes onto the table. It's on fire. Edge just looking mortified as he won the match. It's one of the best matches of all time, in my opinion.
Travis? Nice. Yeah.
All right. Hogan Slaughter, no, just kidding. No, Edge Foley. That one really can't compare to Hogan Slaughter. Yeah.
Chris?
Edge Foley, without a doubt.
I'm also Edge Foley, without
a doubt. I'm going to not counter what you were saying just a minute ago, Cody, but the whole thing with him turning against USA Slaughter, at that time, that was a big deal.
Well, yeah, because that was during a Desert Storm, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was probably great on TV. He probably got mega heat for it.
Death threats, whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little heat, yeah.
A little heat, yeah. All right, so there's nothing else to say there. Let's move on to the next one then, the last one.
So let's counter the time issue.
Before we say what the votes are, say what the matches are, because this is interesting.
WrestleMania 13, Hart versus Bloody Virgin Austin against the end of the streak, Taker versus Lesnar at WrestleMania 30. And so far, a lot of these matches have been going up about time. This one, Hart Austin, unanimous. Lesnar, Taker got zilch. No votes.
That surprises me.
It got just as many votes as Hogan versus Slaughter.
Just as many votes as Punk Mysterio.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised by this because, you said, the majority of our listeners and the majority of voters are voting towards the match that is newer and fresher in their minds, but not this match. I think that's interesting. Cody.
As you can see, I didn't vote for Taker versus Lesnar. I felt that it was a history-defining moment. Other than that, the match was shit. The crowd, they were active, but they didn't really care. I'm still sour about the streak being broken.
I wonder if that's why nobody voted for that, because I know the match itself wasn't great. Yeah, I know, but some of these matches that were voted on are more for significance itself. Mm-hmm. That match is significant.
It is. It's almost infamous.
Yeah, and it's almost like maybe it's a touchy subject. People are still not over yet.
It's more so knowing that this past year Brock Lesnar has been built up on that, and it's all going to be fucking wasted this year at WrestleMania. Fuck that. But Hart versus Austin, it was a great match, and like I said about the Edge versus Foley finish, you'll never ever forget seeing Stone Cold in the sharpshooter, almost breaking out of it. You know, he's on his fucking hands and the blood is just pouring out of his face.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the matches that made Stone Cold Stone Cold.
Well, you want to talk about significance with Brock and Taker. Yeah, end of the streak, that's very significant. But Hart Austin, that was what made and solidified Stone Cold as, the badass who's not going to, just...
Well, he's already a badass, but that was more of a double turn. It got him over as a face, and it got Hart over as a heel.
That too, yeah. I think that was a very significant match in establishing Austin as being the mega star, So
you have Hart Austin.
That's the one I have, Hart Austin.
That's what I have too.
That's what you have?
What about you, Chris?
Just out of sheer pity.
You are the one.
I am the one that is not going to be an idiot, and I'm going to vote Hart Austin.
Oh, yeah, you suck.
son of a bitch.
I distinctly remember almost pissing off my girlfriend sitting next to me at the section in the Superdome because I yawned during this match. And as soon as I caught my breath, I was thinking, how much more does Taker need to take for him to lose? And that's when Lesnar threw him up for the third F5, and that's when the streak was over.
You motherfucker. It's all your fault.
Some people, we even thought that it could have been his time. But
Bray doesn't think so, apparently.
Yeah.
But there's something about that moment of Austin bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Where that match could have literally gone on another 5 minutes and I would have bought it. Like, you need a, that, it's scary that I'm going to say what I'm about to say. That moment was John Cena before John Cena.
Okay.
Him bleeding. Mm-hmm. The guy that you're supposed to beat up, the one move that beats everybody. And this is the first time that somebody actually almost broke out of it and fought through it and got people's attention and got people's support from it. It's, to this day, I still think about it. I still watch that, and I can just fast forward to the last, like, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's
kind of like Roman Reigns almost breaking out of the STF. Huh?
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Hart Austin from WrestleMania 13 goes on to the next round to face Edge Foley from WrestleMania 22.
Mania Madness. Yeah.
Woo. So, round two.
Yes.
Fight.
Yes.
All right.
This was a tough one.
This was a tough one.
We've had several casualties because the vote count's not as high as it's been the last couple of weeks. It might have been that hard.
Yeah. I mean, people had to vote for eight, you know, matchups instead of just four. So maybe some fatigue, laziness came over some of our listeners. you know, because it was a little bit more to do, and of course that didn't help on Twitter either, because you know that means you have to take up more of the 100 and yeah, whatever 150 characters. But we still got a decent amount of votes in, so why don't we start from the top? What was the first matchup that we had here?
HBK Austin from WrestleMania 14 against HBK Flair from WrestleMania 24, and it is unanimous before we even open our mouths. No votes for HBK versus Austin.
Aww.
So even the three of us won't matter.
Right.
However, we're still going to give our opinion because it's our show. So.
Right.
Go first.
I'm sorry. I love you. Super kick.
One more for the good guys. Travis?
The one with HBK. No, yeah, Flair. The story in that one, and the finale, the finish. Yeah, I'm sorry. I love Austin, but bam.
Yeah, I agree.
And plus, admittedly, by all people involved, the WrestleMania 14 match was not the best performance of Shawn Michaels. He said it himself. Yeah. Austin said mm-hmm. it. He's had. We all know the issues he was going through
between HBK's back and Austin's neck.
And Tyson just, you know, being in there. I mean, I'm not saying that he did a bad job, but, you know, just him being involved.
No, I'm not even going there. I'm just saying yeah. the Shawn Michaels specifically, that wasn't his best performance.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Money in the Bank 1 from WrestleMania 21 against HBK Taker 1 from WrestleMania 25. And again, this round, Money in the Bank has no votes.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Travis, if you had to choose.
The one with HBK.
Abel?
I'm going with not Money in the Bank.
I agree. HBK Taker 1.
I'm glad that was HBK Taker 1 and not 2. I just like first one better. Maybe because I was there. But I just think the first one was a little bit better than the second one.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, it's not necessarily because I like HBK Taker that much. It's just because Money in the Bank was great, but at the end of the day, we almost didn't even put them in the opening round.
This is round two, bitches. Yeah, no more light ones.
I wasn't even expecting it to make it to round two. So, yeah. But that's just me. Go ahead. Next.
Steamboat Savage from WrestleMania 3 going up against Hart versus Hart from WrestleMania 10. And so far, Steamboat Savage leads by 2 votes.
Oh,
and there's 3 of us.
Shit.
Oof, you, my white friend, who petitioned heavily to make sure Steamboat and Savage made it to the next round.
I didn't have to petition.
Oh, no, it wasn't this one. It was another one. Well, regardless, you, Whitey, who are you picking?
Who the fuck do you think I'm picking on this one?
Oh, you got Brett Owen? I understand.
No. Sorry, Abel. No offense needed. But yeah, dude, Steamboat and Savage, I'm not picking anything over that.
Yeah, I mean, as much of a Hart family mark I am, I really wish that this match wasn't going up against Steamboat Savage.
I was kind of hoping you were going to pick Hart and Hart.
I want it to go at least to the quarterfinals, I can't, like...
It doesn't matter because it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but it's definitely not as good as Steamboat Savage.
I'm picking Steamboat Savage. Yeah. That easily makes it to the next round.
All right.
Next matchup, Austin Rock 2 from WrestleMania 17 against the ladder match between HBK and Razor Ramon from WrestleMania 10. And Austin Rock 2 leads by 2 votes, and there are 3 of us.
Ooh.
Abel, you go first this time.
I'm going with the ladder match. I actually am. I'm going against the grain on this one. While Austin Rock is great, and all three Austin Rocks are WrestleMania, I don't know, icons, stalwarts, I don't know. This one was really good if it wasn't for the actual ending with Stone Cold selling his soul to the devil, this and that. Like, that right there is the one nitpick that's making me go more towards the ladder match. The end of that WrestleMania 17 match.
I'm going to frustrate you, my friend. There wasn't any... For as far as matches, both of these are really good matches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One's got to go.
They stand out. This might not be what I picked initially. However... What did Austin Rock 2 do to elevate themselves from everything that they've done before and they did after? HBK Razor set the bar for the ladder match, basically.
Mm-hmm.
With these
put two. The ladder match really on the map.
I'm picking HBK Razor.
Oh,
you son of a bitch!
Travis, the score is tied, and you are the last vote.
No, bitch! It's no competition. The one with HBK.
Wow. HBK Razor by a razor's edge.
I was going to say by Cuntier, but okay, yeah.
Makes it to the next round.
So all three of us voted for the ladder match, and we're the ones that swung the tide of the vote on that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, listeners. But you're wrong.
Hogan Savage. Hogan Savage from WrestleMania 5, which is the one you petitioned for.
This is the one I petitioned for.
Going against Taker, Triple H 2, Hell in a Cell, End of an Era, Memory Remains. And that match from WrestleMania 28 is up by 2 votes with 3 of us remaining.
Fuck! I go last. You go. Pick something. Pick something.
Okay. Sorry, Travis. I'm going with the Hell in a Cell, End of an Era match.
He took it from you.
Yep, I sure did. Dude, I still say that should have been the last match Undertaker wrestled at WrestleMania. That should have been it. 20-0, done. That match, all three of those competitors.
They even called it end of an era.
It was the end of an era. It should have been an end of an era. And that's how highly I think of that match. But I still, as much as, you know, those other two guys go, I mean... I don't know, man. I like that match better.
For everything you said, I'm going Hogan Savage because it's
get end the of an, fuck out of here.
End of an era, and these two fuckers are still going.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's blasphemous. That's once in a lifetime again. No, Hogan Savage. That bitch is not going down without a fight. Travis, are you gonna help me?
Hell yeah! All right, 3.
Hogan Savage goes down swinging,
but it's still
down. Wow, by 1 vote.
By 1 vote.
Wow. Yeah.
Regardless, I think that match deserved its due regardless of who it was up against.
Who? Which one?
Hogan Savage, yeah. Mega Powers going together.
It told a whole year's worth of story from the year before when Hogan helped him win the title.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing the tension and everything else coming from that, the jealousy and everything. Fuck yeah. Priceless. Timeless story.
Mm.
Abel.
Meh.
Cena Rock 2 from WrestleMania 29 in this round got no votes.
Ooh.
HBK Jericho from WrestleMania 19 is moving on to the next round.
Regardless of what we say.
What's your?
I'm picking HBK Jericho.
I'm pitching HBK Jericho.
I'm going to go the one with HBK.
So it's a clean sweep for that one.
All right.
Next matchup.
You see what I'm doing with this?
I see what you're doing, right. Yeah.
This one's surprising, because I didn't think this pick that we threw in at the last minute would get far.
What's the thing? What's the bracket?
I stumbled to try to get HBK Angle from WrestleMania 21, mm-hmm. and it made it to the second round. And it is up by 2 votes over Edge Foley from the following WrestleMania 22, mm-hmm. with 3 of us left. Travis.
I'm going to go with the one with... Edge Foley.
Wow! Explain yourself, sir.
I've already said HBK 3! I've already said HBK 3 fucking times! God damn it, give Mick Foley a goddamn break over here, alright? He's worked his ass off to get a WrestleMania moment. God damn it, if I have anything to say about it, he's going to round 3.
I think that's the last time I've seen Brock Lesnar smile. Backlash 2003.
Again, Backlash 2003. Okay, someone fix it.
Abel.
Well, Trav, I'm side with you on this one.
Oh, but what?
Mick Foley set his goddamn ass on fire. I gotta respect that.
Wow.
First and only time we've seen any hardcore element like that at WrestleMania, in the sense of barbed wire and setting on fire. Like, we've seen hardcore matches, but never to that extent.
Just the fact that it's Mick Foley in his element, and Edge.
Edge sold it so well. Edge looked like he was dead, or like near death, shocked, traumatized.
Lita played a big role in that match, too.
Lita did also, yes.
I was actually going to label that Edge with Lita. I was
the cure for herpes is fire.
Yeah.
That's how big of a role Lita played in this. I don't even know if I picked this on my personal bracket, but you little bitches are starting to sway my vote. Psych! Nah, I'm actually going Edge Foley.
All right. Woo! So that one beat out an HBK match.
Yeah,
HBK angle. Wow.
By a cunt hair. By a leader.
Watch your fucking mouth, all right?
And, you know, can't forget about Lita's assets.
Her cleavage, her boobs, her tits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the pyramids. Okay. The last match. Up.
The sandbags.
The Iron Man match from WrestleMania 12.
Uh-huh.
Abel.
Uh-huh.
Has no votes.
Uh-huh.
Stone Cold Steve Austin against Bret Hart from WrestleMania 13 is advancing to the next round.
Wait, what was the choices again?
Iron Man match from WrestleMania 12, HBK Bret Hart against WrestleMania 13, Blood Aisle 4, Austin versus Bret Hart. What do you pick, Travis?
Austin and Bret Hart.
Oh, the one with HBK. Oh.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going with Sunday Bloody Sunday. Yeah.
That one didn't get any votes at all?
The Iron Man match? No.
That surprises me.
Yeah,
You're old. Everything surprises you.
It surprises me, but...
Holy crap, it did.
Not that much, considering... Yeah. Not that much considering what it's going up against.
Impact, yeah.
Yeah, the impact that match had on both Bret and Austin's career. Jeez, I think that had more impact on their careers than HBK and Bret did with the Iron Man match. And again, I think there's an element there of, even though the Iron Man match is cool and it's an hour long, the middle of the match, there was too much of a lull.
Did we talk about this last week?
We did talk about it last week.
All right.
So let's paint the picture.
Was that the last one?
That's the last one. Now we're reaching the quarterfinals.
All right.
When are the matches real now?
Yeah.
Quarterfinals. For anyone that's still alive that's playing the tournament. HBK Flair, I Love You, Die from WrestleMania 24 against HBK Taker 1, WrestleMania 25.
Oh, shit.
Steamboat Savage from WrestleMania 3 against HBK Razor ladder match from WrestleMania 10.
Oh, shit. I'm so glad that's it, because I know I'm picking on that.
Taker Triple H 2, End of an Era, Memory Remains from WrestleMania 28 against HBK Jericho from WrestleMania 19.
Mm, okay.
All Edge right. Foley from WrestleMania 22 against Bloody Austin Bret Hart WrestleMania 13. Those are your quarterfinal matchups.
Some of those are hard. Some of those are kind of easy for me. So
yeah,
I'm going to bust a nut early for you guys. I've done my bracket at home on my own from the original 32 we started off with. My final two are in here.
They are still there. Nice. Yes. Okay. That's a nice little tease.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Ooh. Our quarterfinals coming up.
All right. So
the Great Eight. Oh, I've done that too much. Fuck it. Mania Madness. Quarterfinal round. The Great Eight. Matchup number one. HBK Flair. I love you. Die. WrestleMania 24. Against HBK Taker 1 from WrestleMania 25.
Back-to-back WrestleManias in this round.
Right now.
Who's moving on?
HBK Taker right now is up by 3 votes.
Oh, shit.
With 3 of us remaining.
Oh, shit.
Let the pain begin. Who would like to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
What you got?
This might bite me in the ass, but I'm going with I'm sorry, I love you, super kick. I have to go with that. I love that match. And I was live for both of those matches. I was there at WrestleMania 24. I was there for WrestleMania 25.
Bragging.
And I remember WrestleMania 24 match, the HBK Flair one, more. When I think about that match, I get goosebumps going up and down my spine. When I think about HBK Taker, I think, oh yeah, that was a nice in-ring thing. But I don't get goosebumps. So that's my vote. One of you two.
You know what? This is a tough one. But you know what? I'm going to go the opposite route. I'm going to go HBK Taker.
Oh!
Wow.
Just the things that they were doing in that match, the physicality they had, Undertaker damn near dying in the ring with off that the head dive to the bottom, and the numerous counts of false finishes and kickouts, which I normally like to shit all over, but they made it work.
Yeah.
They did it right. They took the time to tell the story. And just the I remember the setup to that match with Shawn Michaels doing the whole, I guess the opposite of Undertaker. Like, he was all dressed in white.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker was
coming from the ceiling, yeah, coming from the top
just
down.
Just the whole buildup of, oh, what was it? I think it was on a SmackDown when it was like Undertaker's music playing or whatever, and you see a figure come out, like, dressed like Undertaker, but all in white.
Yeah.
And he kind of tips his head up a little bit, and it's Shawn Michaels with that little smirk.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, fucking, I'm done. Priceless. But I know they went on to have another match. I still like that match more than the second match.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that that's the match that's up against the WrestleMania 24 match. So that being said, plus I was there for it too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Taker, HBK.
Okay, well, that pretty much settles it as far as the voting goes. But, Chris, what's your opinion?
This is going to be quick. There are a lot of matches that give me the same kind of feels that HBK and Taker have. Mm-hmm. Goosebumps, screaming, my voice is gone, dopamine rush to the head, and I pass out. I get a lot of that in wrestling. There are very few wrestling matches, let alone moments in professional wrestling, where I cry. And I teared up at the end of that.
At the
HBK
end of what?
HBK Flair.
Ah.
That's my pick. It's going down swinging. HBK Flair.
Wow. By one vote. No, 2 votes. Mm-hmm. By 2 votes.
HBK Ooh. Taker goes
HBK
on to the next
HBK Taker
round.
Beats HBK Flair.
Wow.
Woo!
That was painful.
Okay, let me put some salt into that then. Savage Steamboat from WrestleMania 3.
Hey.
Cup of coffee against HBK Razor ladder
Wait,
match.
What's the tally right now? Go on, say it. Say it.
HBK Razor, the ladder match, only got 4 votes.
Oh.
So it's obvious, damn near unanimous, Steamboat Savage is going to the next round. And I'm sure Travis is going to make it even more unanimous.
You goddamn right I am.
Steamboat Savage.
Fuck yeah, why would you vote against Steamboat Savage?
I'll tell you why. Because that goddamn match is over fucking rated. Everyone says it's the greatest WrestleMania match of all time, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it is good. It's probably the best WrestleMania match up until somewhere in the teens when wrestling started
to... Are you suggesting 10?
When wrestling started to evolve and change and become more complex and more complicated. Like, the big spot from the Steamboat Savage match is Savage doing an axe handle from the top of the rope onto the outside. An axe handle. Really? That's it? No, fuck that. This motherfucker got on top of a ladder and jumped off of the ladder onto Razor Ramon for the first time ever.
Has to have a big spot, right? Is that what it
is? If it's coming down to big spots, I'm gonna go with the one with that had the better big spot.
Who said anything about big spots? You're the one.
I said something about big spots. God damn it! So yeah,
like
WrestleMania
that big
10.
Big spot on your shirt from the pizza we had.
Ooh. See, so yes, overrated, pissing me off, but my vote's for the other match. Boom.
I'm still waiting for the countless people telling me that they got into wrestling because of HBK Razor. I'm going with Savage Steamboat.
Three.
Savage Steamboat steamrolls into the next round. Taker Triple H, Memory Remains, WrestleMania 28 against HBK Y2J from WrestleMania 19. Ooh. And to put this in perspective, there's a one vote difference. how much of that is Mr. WrestleMania and how much of that is just the memory remains, yet we still remember. It's up by one with three of us. Travis.
I'll you know what? I'll make this one easy. As much as I love that was the Hell in a Cell match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As much as I love that one, two of my top favorites, Y2J and Shawn Michaels, in a match together, with Shawn Michaels still fresh off his return from the back injury and everything, having a fantastic match back and forth. It was really good for, you could tell that, Jericho was having a good time being able to fight his idol pretty much in that match.
I don't want to be the next HBK. I want to be the first Y2J.
You got it. Because of that, that's my pick.
You know, as much as I love Y2J and on HBK, and I really, really, really rooting for that match as well. A Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania.
Oh, you mean the kennel match?
No. That one. This one that we're talking about. And I said it earlier that I think it should have ended at, 20-0. Well, that's the match that it should have ended on. And I think that should have been what ended Taker's career, because it was that damn good and that damn epic and it was that damn brutal.
But it didn't.
It didn't. But that's the mistake of all the booking afterwards, not the mistake of the match itself. And I still like that match, and I'm going to vote for that one over.
If that was his last match, I probably would have been swayed a little bit more, but that wasn't his last match. So that whole end of an era thing was kind of bullshit in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyway. Chris.
Chris, it's down to you.
What, is it tied or something or what?
Yeah. No, actually, HBK Jericho was down by one vote. I actually thought that there was more creative freedom in Undertaker versus Triple H's first match. I think having it confined in a cell kind of hindered it a little bit, and then having Shawn Michaels in the middle kind of just not really gave it away. But
I just realized one of the one matches that Shawn Michaels is not in, he was a fucking referee for. Fuck, he was a god damn it. Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're gonna need some help from the listeners again. I'm voting HBK Jericho.
Yes,
we are deadlocked.
Yes. Oh, we are tied again.
We're deadlocked.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Another tie. Great.
Deadlocked so far.
How are we going to decide this tiebreaker? Fuck it, I changed my vote.
Are you serious?
I was kind of on the fence anyway. HBK Y2J moves on. I was kind of rooting for it anyway.
You were.
I was. So... For the sake of not having a tie and making this complicated, yeah, HBK Y2J.
Well, I'm going to ease the burden.
Okay.
The last matchup, Edge Foley, Fat Man on Fire from 22, against Tampon Aisle 4, Steve Austin against Bret Hart from WrestleMania 13.
Wow.
And as much respect as we gave Edge and Foley, turning the tide on the vote to put Edge and Foley in the next round, it only got two votes.
Well, look, hey,
Bret Austin is going to the next
round.
Yeah,
they, I mean, Edge Foley, they made it to what? The quarterfinals? That's good, you know? Mm-hmm. But look at their competition. Come on. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you know my vote, so.
Edge Foley.
No.
Abel? How much respect do you have for Foley?
I got a shit ton of respect for Foley.
But,
and
Bret Hart.
A shit ton of respect for Edge.
But.
But you have a massive heart on for Bret.
I do have a massive heart on for Bret. And it was.
You have a beer gut for Steve.
Not really, but, oh man.
Really? You're actually, like, putting a thought on this?
Yeah, I really wanted to see. I was really rooting for Edge Foley on this one. But, yeah, it's not going to happen. But, so it doesn't really matter what my vote is. So Edge Foley's my vote.
I've got Bret Austin.
Yeah, no competition for me.
Edge had already cashed in his Money in the Bank, been heavyweight champion, and lost, and then went into WrestleMania. And then this was Foley's kind of bowing out. So this was Edge trying to refocus himself to get back into the main event picture. I think without this match, Austin wouldn't be where he is today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means more to Austin than that match meant to Edge. I agree.
Bret Austin is my pick.
I did more for Bret and Austin than Edge.
Yeah, and Bret. You know, at that time, it was starting to get to the point where I don't want to see Bret turn face. I don't want to see Bret turn heel. I want to see Bret turn interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened after that match.
Well, not only that, that was just a turn in the time of the wrestling and just in general.
Yeah.
Attitude Era was on the cusp. You know, the good guys weren't good guys anymore. It was the gray areas coming in. Mm-hmm. And we got that double turn. Austin and Bret.
Yeah. Okay, well then that brings us to our semifinals.
Semifinals, the final four.
Ooh. We going there now?
Yeah.
HWR Mania Madness.
Meow, meow, meow.
Can I get say it?
Meow, meow.
HWR Mania Madness.
Dig it.
We broke it from last week.
Steamboat Savage from Wrestle... You know what? No, we're going to get the easy part first. Austin Hart from WrestleMania 13 did a clean sweep. Jericho Sean got no votes.
From WrestleMania 19.
Yeah. So... Hart, Austin.
They're in the finals.
They're in the finals.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yep. I was about to wear Travis's shoes for a second because some of the listeners were very disappointing me in the beginning when we posted up this bracket. But thankfully.
Hold on.
We've come to our senses.
Hold on. Are you going for Hart, Austin?
Yeah.
Travis?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I am too. I just wanted to make it official.
Thank you, Abel.
All right.
We have, with three votes remaining, a tie between Steamboat Savage from WrestleMania 3 and Shawn Michaels Undertaker from WrestleMania 25.
Wow.
I'm going first. Because it's not a secret.
Steamboat Savage.
Compared to Undertaker Triple H, why? I mean, Undertaker HBK.
Undertaker HBK.
It just, for me personally, it holds, it's more timeless for me. It's more, when I think of wrestling, I think of that match, that era, that time frame. It may not have as many pretty spots as you like, Abel, but it has what I look for. In when I think back of what got me into wrestling in the first place. And when you look at, not just from my personal standpoint, but you look at the history of that match, and you see what it inspired from that one match, the being it not just like the big giants like Hogan and Andre going at it, but you had the mid-card really stealing the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of brought that to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
That right there alone is why I believe... Why a lot of people hold it in such high regard.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I think that might have been the main catalyst in getting Savage the main event push than following WrestleMania.
I think so.
Yeah,
definitely. But that's me personally. I have, you know, my own personal views on that, and then what I think what the match did for wrestling in general. Yeah. Who wants to go next?
Abel.
Last week, I had quite the rant.
That's overrated.
Yes.
That.
And I stick by that. I do think that Savage Steamboat is overrated. And what I mean by overrated is the exact literal definition of overrated. In the sense that people say it's an 11 when it's really a 10. 10 is really good.
10 is perfect.
10 is perfect. People say like it's more than that, okay? So while last week, if I compared it to the ladder match at WrestleMania 10 with HBK and Razor, I'd pick that over Steamboat Savage. However, this week, I pick Steamboat Savage over HBK Taker. I think HBK Taker is even more overrated than Steamboat Savage.
Put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Assholery. In whatever the fuck that was in this one.
Yeah.
Assholery in your cluster fucking anal. And
overrated her.
Overrated her.
Yeah.
Okay. You put on that? Repeat.
HBK Taker was great. It wasn't that great. I think the majority of it all was the theatrics of it that added to the mystique of the match itself. But all the stuff that you said, Travis, about the mid-card workhorse came from Steamboat Savage. And that's why I think this match isn't necessarily undercard workhorse type stuff. This is Undertaker and HBK, a little bit past their primes, still putting on a match that says, yeah, I still got it, son. And that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah, you throw in the false finishes. False finishes are great. Sure, whatever. But I think Steamboat Savage, in this instance, is a little bit more timeless. I still would pick the ladder match over both of these matches. had the ladder match gone on to this round, if it was up to me, the ladder match would probably be going to the finals over these two matches. But I'm working with the bracket I have, so Steamboat Savage.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised you picked Steamboat Savage.
Chris. It doesn't matter what your vote is. Technically.
Taker HBK was probably one of the... altogether, one of the best matches at WrestleMania. Building up the story that Taker's never beaten this guy.
Yeah.
Taker never beat Shawn Michaels. And now you're putting the guy that he's never beaten against his undefeated streak at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Both of them, past their prime. For them to pull out what they pulled out, I can see why people overrate it. But the reason they overrate it even more is because that was one of the shittiest WrestleManias ever! And the fact that to this day, 5.5 years later, I'm still hassling Ticketmaster to get my refund. Proves without a shadow of a doubt. That's the definition of overrated.
Yeah.
I've got Steamboat Savage.
WrestleMania 25 was so horrible. Which, if you want to take into account the overall WrestleMania, then I might want to throw a vote the way of HBK Jericho, because I think, in my personal opinion, WrestleMania 19's the best total package WrestleMania of all time. That's just my opinion. But it's sad that HBK Jericho didn't get any votes. But going up against that other match,
in the semifinals, man, come on.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, I mean, it's just, it got nothing. It was a landslide. But, that's enough of me waning poetic. We did have we did ask our listeners to send in any honorable mentions.
That's another word. Write it down.
Honorable.
Okay. Copyright.
Yeah. In using a hashtag AskHWR. So let me pull those up.
While you're looking that up, Abel, it's funny that you say that it was past our primes for Shawn Michaels. I don't really consider that past Shawn Michaels' prime. I think he was in his prime during WrestleMania 25.
As a viewer, watching him in WrestleMania 14 as a heavyweight champion, dropping the belt to Austin, and then never coming back for about 5 years, I thought his prime was Michaels Jericho.
Okay.
Maybe towards the end of the line, like he was starting to run out of gas a little bit, just a titch during Michaels' angle at WrestleMania 21. 22 against Cena, I think for the most part, I can openly admit, I think Cena carried a lot of that match.
But you think he was past his prime, though? Like, he was, like, on the way out for him? Back in wrestling,
he was
25?
On the downslope of the belt curve.
Yeah, there you go.
Down maybe he was still the curve. Maybe still at the top.
He's
he
that
the
good that on the down where he can still hang.
See, that's but... not, no, that's just funny because me personally, I never considered that past his prime. I thought he, past starting at 19 when he came back, he's just gone up since 19, and then it does start peak around 25-26 era. 26-27 WrestleManias. That's when I do start seeing. He's more like going through the paces. He's just kind of doing what he does.
Just think about it though. WrestleMania 1, the guy's wrestling in AWA. He's been wrestling a good 25 years. 20 to 25 years by the time he came back at WrestleMania 19. Wow. So for him to still being able to cut it.
And then you know what, and that's saying he's in his prime, that could be overstating it because you could actually if you look at his whole career like you just brought up, you could look at from the time he won the title at 12 to 14. Actually, up until
you're about right.
That would probably be his prime when that first title run that he had.
Yeah.
I think that's, you could probably say overall his whole career. But I respect the run he had at 19 going forward.
Oh,
I think he, if that's past his prime over there, In that final run that he had in those WrestleManias,
I'm sorry. Correction, that was Michaels Vince McMahon WrestleMania 22. It was Cena Michaels WrestleMania 23.
That's right. Yeah,
that's where the downslope of the bell curve started happening. But I don't know 24 with Flair, there was just something magical there. It wasn't like HBK busting his ass. It wasn't like a pure technical wrestling like Jericho or Angle. It was fucking storytelling at its finest.
Yeah. Which you don't have to be in your athletic prime to tell that story. Yeah. So I think like, what you are said we talking was... are we talking about his prime as in prime career wise, storytelling wise, or athletic wise?
Yeah.
Because I think athletic wise, his prime may have been when he first came back from the back surgery. Hell, maybe his prime athletic years would have been during that time that he was injured with the back.
No.
Unfortunately,
I think you're right. I think. Yeah. When you look at the aggressiveness and the physicality he had when he was in that title reign from WrestleMania 12 to 14, I think that was his athletic prime.
His athletic prime, yeah.
When he came back in 19, I think it was more...
Everything, complete package.
Yeah, there you go. Complete package on that. Yep.
Yeah. All right. I've got the answer HWR responses up. I got two of them. Huke Green, at Huke Green, he said that his honorable mention would be Lesnar versus Angle from WrestleMania 19.
Ooh,
one of my all-time favorites. That's what he said. You know what, Hugh? Again, WrestleMania 19, I think, is the best WrestleMania of all time.
Did that not make the 32?
No.
It did not make the 32, but I do remember, I think I remember, it making our original list of like 50-something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
But out of the one that we picked for WrestleMania 19 was HBK YTJ, which made it to the semifinals. But Lesnar Angle, I think we said this off air when we were trying to decide. I think that match was more infamous than it was, you know, good or anything because of Brock's botched spot. I don't know if we'd be able to include a match that is known more for a botched spot in greatest WrestleMania match of all time tournament.
Well, in that token, we also had Brian Sheamus the year that the match was like 18 seconds long on our list because of significance.
Right.
You know, and there is significance to having, NCAA wrestling champ against fucking gold medalist headlining one of your biggest pay-per-views of the year,
which,
over guys like Shawn,
aside,
Triple H, Taker, Flair.
Aside from the botched spot with the shooting star press, the match was fucking technically sound gold.
We should do another tournament for most infamous matches.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, the other answer HWR comes from Porsche Anderson at The Porsche.
Yeah.
Mickey James versus Trish Stratus from WrestleMania 22.
That goes on the infamous list.
When women wrestled on the main roster on the grandest stage.
That's on the infamous list right there. Well, nothing made Mickey James a made woman like licking her hand after shoving it down Trish Stratus's crotch. And making every single guy on earth jealous because that's what every single guy wanted to do.
We really wanted to put a women's match on the Field of 32.
And that was the closest one we had.
That was the closest one. I think that had we had Lita and Mickey, or excuse me, Lita and Trish on there, that could have made a run, but we were talking about, you know, greatest WrestleMania matches of all time. I don't think that quite made that in there, you know, because, well, I mean, first of all, the best one that they had wasn't even at a WrestleMania. Wasn't it like a...
It was a Raw.
Was it Raw?
It was a native in Raw.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a SummerSlam or something.
You're not wrong, dude.
Okay, I was wrong. Okay, shit.
So let's do a little recap real quick.
Okay.
Savage Steamboat went 3 votes ahead against TLC 2 in the first round. Then went 5 votes ahead against Brett Owen in the second round. And then the quarterfinals went 9 votes ahead of HBK Razor in order to get to the semifinals, which wound up beating Taker HBK by 3 votes.
And it was our 3 votes.
And it was our 3 votes. So for the most part, there's been a lot of contention between Steamboat Savage and its opponents.
Yeah.
However, Hart Austin swept the first round, Taker Lesnar.
Ooh.
The second round swept Brett HBK.
Uh-oh.
If it weren't for 2 measly votes for Edge Foley, Brett Austin would have swept that too.
What are the and measly in this votes
round, and in this round,
it, I was the measly vote.
In this round, it swept HBK Y2J.
Fuck.
So the one match that's been heralded for over 2 decades as being the best of all time is going up against the damn near juggernaut of Bret Hart versus Steve Austin, Bloody Virgin from WrestleMania 13. That, ladies and gentlemen, and anyone in the middle, that is your finals of our HWR Mania Madness Year.
Now, Chris, last week you said, in your semifinals, your 2 picks to go to the finals are still in there. Are your picks still in there?
This is my finals, my personal
This
finals.
Was your personal finals?
Yeah.
So you're still in step with our listeners?
Yeah.
Wow. Travis, did you do a personal bracket? I can't remember if you did or not.
I was kind of...
If yeah. either of you haven't, that's your homework for next week.
Oh, okay.
That's my final 2.
That was your final 2?
High 3, you son of a
bitch! Wow.
Wow. Video Madness Finals, yeah!
Dig it!
We have a conundrum, my friend.
Yes. We are at the cusp of deciding what is the greatest WrestleMania match of all time. So
we're
while
at
we're
at the summit, we're at the Phoenix, we're at the Apex, we're about to bust a nut.
Yes, instead of whining and bitching and moaning about this year's WrestleMania, let's at least go back and look at some better times here. Our tournament that we've been doing over the course of the last, 6-7 weeks now?
8.
Is that how long is it going? God dang. 8 weeks has all come to this. 2 matches. From WrestleMania 3, Steamboat versus Savage has come up to the finals up against WrestleMania 13's Bret the Hitman Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin as the greatest WrestleMania match of all time.
You mean HBK versus Undertaker is not in the finals? What?
You almost lost your retainer there.
What the hell you say?
Oh, here's your pocket protector.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Boy, did we have a lot of backlash about that.
God damn.
Jesus.
I do.
And it's easy for them to point the finger at the 3 of us, yet we weren't the only votes that picked fucking Steamboat Savage.
Right.
Go bitch at the other listeners.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time to do that. This is what you got.
Okay. When it got to us 3, it got to us 3 because it was tied.
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. I love the irony of this. The start of this thing, how many matches was Shawn Michaels in?
A fuck ton.
More than 3/4 of them.
More, yeah.
7?
He was in a lot of fucking matches.
It was a lot, yeah.
Yeah, he was fighting himself on all these brackets.
Yeah, there were some brackets where he eliminated himself.
For him not to be in the finals?
That is pretty funny.
I find it hilarious.
Yeah.
But that's part of Martin Madness, man. When Villanova gets upset, when Murray State gets in, and all this other stuff, that's part of the drama of having a tournament like this, where you're just like, holy fuck, how did this happen? Get over it! It happened!
Now, I do have to say that it is pretty crazy that Ken Shamrock is in the fucking finals, and HBK is not. Kim Shamwow. He was a guest referee for Brett versus Austin.
Not considered part of it.
Yeah, well, still, it's still a thing on the match. But yeah, it is pretty incredulous. So
there's three of us left right now. Steve Austin, Bret Hart is up by one vote.
One
vote.
Fucking vote.
With three of us, with the possibility to tie.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, which one is ahead?
Bret versus Austin.
Who wants to go first? Who has the cajones?
Chris, let's hear from you.
Fuck it. This is my finals. This is the exact conundrum I came up with. They're almost mirror images of each other. Mm-hmm. This match made Macho Man Randy Savage to the point that the next year he won the title. This match solidified Steve Austin to the point that the next year he won the title. Everything almost exactly mirrors this. The only tiebreaker I had was lasting memory. I don't have a lasting hold the center button and the lock button, take this picture, memory of Savage Steamboat. I have a shirt that says Austin 316 with blood from a stone on the back, and it has the face of Austin bleeding. You think of Austin's colored, bloody face every time you hear the words Austin Hart, WrestleMania 13. That image lives on forever. My pick is Austin, Bret Hart from 13.
There we go. Austin is up by two votes. There's two of us. Travis?
I love what you just said about what it did for both Savage and Austin. The next year, they both went on to become the champion. However, I'm still sticking with my guns, and I'm saying if it wasn't for Savage Steamboat, we probably wouldn't have Austin Hart 13. So my pick, Steamboat Savage.
Oh, so that means
you are the tying, you are the deciding vote, my friend.
Yeah. So
you can either make this a tie or a win.
Wow. Well, okay.
I think I know where he's going because he's got his boy in there.
Yeah. Well, Chris, what you say makes a lot of sense. This made the WrestleMania 3 match made Savage go on and further his career, become champ. The WrestleMania 13 match made Austin further his career, go on to be champ. Travis, what you're saying, that makes a lot of sense too. So I'm kind of torn, and neither one of these matches is bad. Okay.
Right.
One of them is overrated. That means Steamboat and Savage. And while you're right, Chris, it made Savage go on to be the champ the next year, it did not make him the highest grossing wrestler of all time and spur off a new fucking era, the biggest era that wrestling has ever been in. Going with Hart Austin. Not because Hart's in it and I'm a mark for Bret Hart, but because of what that match did for Austin, did for wrestling. It changed everything.
Hell, it did for Bret.
Yeah, it did a little bit for Bret too. But
it revitalized. Because I think he was starting to go on the downward slope there.
And you can't say the same about Steamboat. You could say that about Savage. Savage went on to bigger and better things. But Steamboat, he kind of stayed status quo for a little bit there.
Steamboat went to WCW a few years later. Hart went to WCW a few years later.
That's true. Yeah. So.
Wow, weird.
Yeah. So, Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, WrestleMania 13, according to HWR Mania Madness.
No, don't do that. He lost.
Well, I'll put it this way. This match is the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. You should have seen the look Travis just made.
Because he realizes that there's nothing on this card that even comes close to that.
That's true. So
maybe 32.
Yeah, maybe WrestleMania 32. There's still hope
out
there.
Too many watching it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So, whoo, by two votes. Two votes. And, you know, one, it was up by the listeners, but this was still really fucking close.
Dude, on Facebook, there was one vote for Steamboat Savage, the next one, Hart Austin. Then the next one, Hart Austin, the next one, Steamboat Savage. The next one, Steamboat Savage.
In between all the bitching about how HBK was...
Yeah, HBK Taker.
And I did
there.
Myself a favor after we built this final round. and I'm gonna give a little bit of bonus, little bonus insight.
Oh my!
Taker HBK was fucking good,
right? That's why I made it to the semifinals.
At some point, after all the finisher kickouts, they went back to like working each other on the corner and chops and Irish whips. It felt like there was a brand new match.
Mm-hmm.
And there were spots where I was like, man, end it here would be nice. Man, end it here would be nice. Oh, man, they need to end it here. And then it just kept going. It just kept going. It just kept going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it made it it made it an easier pill for me to swallow that I feel like I made the right decision with Steve-O Savage.
Okay.
So, we're just three votes. We weren't the only three votes that picked Steve-O Savage over Taker HBK. Hunt the rest of them down. You can find them on our Facebook page. Until then, go fuck yourself. Bret Hart, Steve Austin.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
All right.
WrestleMania 13. And yeah, I love that match too. I was just sticking to my guns.
I know.
For Steve Austin Savage. So, yeah.
I know. But that is the end of our tournament, the HWR Mania Madness. But if you notice, we named it 2015 HWR Mania Madness.
You like how I did that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That left it open for next year. We don't know quite yet what we want to do for next year.
We've had ideas.
We've kicked around ideas. You know, I don't know what we're going to settle on. If, you know, maybe, you know, best WrestleMania of all time. Just WrestleMania show altogether. Or maybe best WrestleMania performer. We even thought about maybe doing worst WrestleMania match of all time and throwing that into a bracket.
Or infamous matches. We know for a fact that building up to WrestleMania 33, assuming we're all still here,
yeah,
we're literally going to do a 32-team bracket of every single WrestleMania. It's that simple.
Because it makes sense. Because by that time, there would have been 32 WrestleMania. Yeah. So it's almost too perfect to not do. But yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll definitely try this again next year. Everybody that voted and everybody that continued to vote multiple times, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, there were so many people out there. I know, Chris, you were giving a lot of shit to, you know, people that were, you know, whining about, the WrestleMania 25 match not being in there. But at the end of the day, they sparked a conversation on our Facebook page, which is great because, I mean, part of the reason why we're doing this is to, well, bring more attention to
hashtag us. HWR, share your voice.
We're only going to show the good ones.
Yeah, if we don't agree with it, we'll go to live shows and get more votes.
Yeah.
Macho's going up again. He's going to really do him in, though. He's going out to the... What's he doing?
He's going out. Where's he going? He's trying to get the bell away from the timekeeper. That's how we originally put the dragon out of commission, Jess.
He's going to do it again. Hey!
Hey, there's the animal. The animal snatches the bell. And he gets nailed by the champion. And Hebner just now making it to his feet. And Savage has got the belt back. Give me a break.
Look at that.
Oh,
flagrant interference from
the animal
outside.
Pushed him right off. I think the bell rammed Savage in the head, Jess. But the champion's still in control. Now a small package by the dragon. They got him. I can't believe it. History is made.
You talk about a miscarriage of justice, Matsu. Flagrant outside interference on the part of Animal Steel.
Mr. Austin, first thing we'd like to ask you, if you don't mind, is your viewpoint of WrestleMania.
My viewpoint on WrestleMania is just this. Let me clear the air because I never, ever said I quit. Ken Shamrock could have went out there with 10 hearing aids taped to his fat little head, and he never would have heard it because I never said it. Bret Hart says he beat me to a bloody pulp. That's the biggest bunch of BS I ever heard because I knocked the hell out of my head on a guardrail. Bret Hart, you didn't do a damn thing. On your best day, which was at WrestleMania, you never got the job done. You hooked your little sharpshooter, I'll give you that. The only reason Stone Cold went out was because my head was pumping out more blood than my heart was giving. You're the biggest piece of trash I've ever met in my life. You talk about coming to the WWF, making the big comeback because the people needed a hero. You talk about being what you thought the people wanted you to be. That's the biggest bunch of BS I ever heard again. You can look at Steve Austin and you can think whatever you want. You can think I'm a class act, or you can think I'm the biggest jackass you ever met. But the bottom line is, I ain't changing for nobody. You put me in this ring, and when the bell goes off, whether you got me against a good guy and the people boo the hell out of me, or you got me against a bad guy and they cheer me, it doesn't make a damn. I am the 1996 King of the Ring. All I set out to do when the bell rings is whip somebody's and you ain't gonna like how I do it, but I'm damn sure gonna do it.